So start off with your name.
My name is Ralph Cheney.
I mean, that's...
Okay.
What else do you want to know besides that?
I don't know. Where you're from.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my name is Ralph Cheney. My wife and I and four Labrador Retrievers live in Monticello, New York.
How's your life been different than you'd imagined?
How has it been different than I... Well, it's certainly... Well, like I said before, when we moved up to Monticello on Swinging Bridge Lake, we figured that would be our retirement home. And I didn't figure on being diagnosed with pancreatic cancer soon after we bought the house and got married. And I would have to say that the pancreatic cancer was probably a big life changer. The medical community in upstate New York gave me 3 to 6 months to live. I'm now like almost a 13-year survivor. And it's all because of, a program I work where I try to keep sound physically, mentally, and spiritually, that I was able to handle the stuff that comes with being diagnosed with a cancer as serious as pancreatic cancer. So that certainly was a life changer, and I couldn't work anymore after that. And like I said before, that definitely put a financial burden on the family for a while. However, then in 2009, I had done two tours in Vietnam in the late 60s. So I was exposed to Agent Orange, which is a herbicide, and evidently in the 50 years since the Vietnam War, there are certain diseases that are presumptive that come along with being exposed to Agent Orange. And prostate cancer was one. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer in 2009. As well as having recovered from the pancreatic cancer in 2005, and along with a few other things, Barrett's esophagus, which is a precancerous condition in the esophagus, coronary artery disease, osteoporosis. This is all attributed to Agent Orange. So I had to use my spiritual, pick up my kit of spiritual tools and get through all this too. So that the treatments and the radiation pretty much took its toll on me. But I have found that from any lousy situation like that, and how it did change my life was that good can come of it, because I've kind of turned that around, and now I'm a member of the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network. Community advocate. I'm in the Survivor and Caregiver Network. I talk to people that are diagnosed with them, and I try to help them. I am a peer-to-peer, I'm a certified peer-to-peer mentor for post-traumatic stress syndrome, traumatic brain injury, and suicide prevention for veterans, as well as anybody who has been diagnosed with these diseases. And I've become very active in the American Legion and the VFW and the Swinging Bridge Property Owners Association. So I've kind of turned it around, and now I have the capability to be useful in those areas. Even though it's all volunteer work, I find it very, very fulfilling. So in answer to your original question, that's life on life's terms, and has enabled me to be a useful human being and to meet wonderful people like you and develop a meaningful relationship with them.
Okay.
Am I going too much?
Nope. That was only 5 minutes.
Okay. So what is your story?
You can ask that one if you want.
Okay. So what's your story? How has pancreatic cancer affected your life? I kind of know, but you can tell me what your thoughts are. Because we never really had a conversation like that, you and me.
No.
Nope.
Okay, so my dad died when I was two.
I know.
First time I went to D.C. was when I was five.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I've been going every year since.
Mm-hmm. And I'm proud of you for that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just
okay.
I help, kind of.
I guess. You do. You do. That's why I say you're a power of example to me for what you do with such a a young age. And you've gone through a lot of stuff with that in regards to like pancreatic cancer. You've seen a lot. You've been on Capitol Hill on Advocacy Day. How many, a lot of times, how many 12-year-olds can say that? You've gone and you've advocated for a cause that's really, really important. Mm-hmm. See? You're on a good path.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it's hard sometimes too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So ultimately, where do you think you'd like to end up? You know, what do you think you'd like to end up doing?
I want to be a surgeon.
And you mentioned that. Tell me a little more about that.
I either want to be a pediatric surgeon,
okay,
or a general surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
General, so I can do like Whipples and stuff to help pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Patients and stuff, and I don't know, I just want to help people, I guess.
No, that says it all. Took me like 50 years to figure that out, so you're way ahead of me.